I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Gaddafi loyalists continue to frustrate Libya's new transitional government. More than 2 months after the fall of Tripoli, the loyalists are still putting up a fierce fight in Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Forces of the new government say they're close to conquering the city, but they're still facing sniper fire and heavy street battles in some parts of Sirte. The BBC's Wira Davis is in Sirte. Wira, what have you been seeing today?
It's been a very difficult day for both sides. There's at the end of the day, I think we're back to where we were 24 hours ago. Certainly first thing this morning, the front line had actually moved back somewhat, about 500 metres from where it was yesterday, and the forces from the new government had actually lost ground. Such was the resistance from pro-Gaddafi forces within Sirte itself. They had been firing rocket-propelled grenades, with sniper rifles, and they've been keeping the pro-government forces at bay, even though I think about 90-95% of the town is now under the control of the new interim government. They're still to crack this last 2 or 3 square kilometres.
And what does all this mean for residents of Sirte in the middle of this battle? Are they fleeing?
A lot of them have left already. Some are believed to be trapped inside Sirte. We saw a couple of families leaving today, migrant workers mainly, and they said it had been a terrible time over the last few days because the city has been bombarded continuously by a tank fire, rocket fire, mortar fire. Just about everything has been thrown into the middle of Sirte. There's not much left of the city itself. So if there are any civilians left in that block, which is still controlled by Gaddafi forces, they must be having an awful time.
You know, the whole country of Libya has been taken by the transitional government. What seems so impenetrable about these last 2 kilometers in Sirte?
Well, Sirte is being attacked by forces who are not from the town. Unlike previous conflicts, battles in Misrata, in Tripoli, and of course Benghazi, which were partly taken from within. That isn't the case in Sirte. Sirte was a town fiercely loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. It was his hometown. He'd spent millions of dollars in this place. And so all of the fighters trying to take it are from outside Sirte. They don't know the city. They don't know the streets. They're often lost when they're trying to direct the fighting. And the guys trying to defend the city are, of course, mainly natives of Sirte itself, although there are some mercenaries. So I think that is one dimension which has made this particular battle very different to all previous ones in Libya.
So a crucial battle in Sirte, but isn't the key issue here still, where is Gaddafi?
Yeah, I think that is one of the big issues. There was some rumours in the last 24 hours that one of his sons, Muwatasim, had been captured inside Sirte. He was directing the fighting of the people defending the town. We've not been able to confirm that news. But still, yes, Muammar Gaddafi himself remains at large. Occasionally he pops up via a Syrian radio and TV station urging his followers to continue the fight. But the reality is that his followers are losing control of this country day by day. And if Gaddafi is still in Libya, he's probably in the south, somewhere in the desert near the Niger border, from where he can escape if he needs to.
So with Gaddafi possibly still in Libya, just remind us, if Sirte falls, how significant that would be.
I think, look, Sirte is the last big battle. And I think the fighting really will be over once Sirte falls. And the government, the transitional government, can then begin the very difficult job of trying to rebuild this divided country. It's a country, thankfully for Libya, that has got plenty of riches in terms of oil and oil money. But it will take a lot to rebuild this country. And of course, if Gaddafi remains at large, it will be a hindrance to the new government. But I think once the battle for Sirte is over, much of the fighting will itself be over as well.
Wira, have you seen any evidence of extrajudicial abuses by either side in this battle?
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of evidence that there's been human rights abuses on both sides. In the last 24 hours, we've seen at least 15 bodies, men with their hands tied behind their backs and apparently summarily executed, probably by pro-Gaddafi fighters. We've also seen one pro-Gaddafi fighter who had been captured and had been very badly beaten by his captors. They assured us that they would hand him over to the relevant authorities, but we did fear for his safety. There have been the odd acts of kindness. We did see one Gaddafi fighter being treated for his injuries by essentially his enemies. So it's a mixed picture, but there have clearly been abuses by both sides in this conflict.
The BBC's Wira Davis in Sirte.